All right, enough Planet of the Apes. It's on to the Oscars. And in traditional NPR fashion, we're going to do a story on one of the more obscure categories, the animated short. That's where animation expert and writer Charles Solomon has found some old-school technique.
This year's Oscar nominees include two traditionally animated films. One is The Little Match Girl, a retelling of the classic Hans Christian Andersen tale. Huddled in an alley in a frozen gray St. Petersburg, the orphaned title character savors the brief warmth her matches bring and imagines a kinder, brightly colored world where she is loved. The film uses only images and music to tell its story. Roger Allers directed The Little Match Girl. He co-directed the animated feature The Lion King, but says the short form offers opportunities to explore new ways of storytelling.
To have a story fill a feature length, you have to have B storylines and secondary characters, and the short allows you to really focus on one aspect and sometimes perhaps even just one emotion.
The Little Match Girl continues the tradition of lavish Disney films. In contrast, The Danish Poet presents a world of simple, more stylized figures that suggest folk art. Its bold colors reinforce the film's playful, if sometimes complicated, account of two intertwined love stories. In the first, a young poet falls in love with a woman named Ingeborg, who's been forced to marry a farmer. She only obtains her freedom after a bizarre barnyard accident. After her husband is flattened by a falling cow, she's able to pursue her true love.
Ingeborg immediately wrote a letter to Kasper telling him that she was now free to marry him.
The film is narrated by actress Liv Ullmann. The Danish Poet feels like a family history, but director Toril Kova insists it's a fantasy.
Whenever I think that people think it's a real story, then I wonder if that means they also think that the cow actually landed on the farmer's head.
In both silly and serious films, hand-drawn animation has always enjoyed success in the short film Oscar category. No creator of animated shorts is more admired than Frederick Bach. The fragile, shimmering images drawn in colored pencil in his films remain a benchmark of beauty and individual expression. He won Oscars for his ecologically themed shorts, Crack and The Man Who Planted Trees.
My route led across the region at its widest point, and after hiking for 3 days, I found myself in a wasteland. Desert.
The wasteland the narrator describes is eventually transformed by a man who plants thousands of oak trees. Bach believes that films that will be seen by children can be more than mindless fun.
The intelligence of children has no limit, so it gave me the possibility to express what I always found fundamentally important.
The importance of telling complex stories is something Match Girl's Roger Allers understands. He spent years fighting to keep the fairy tale's original ending in which the little girl dies.
You say the word cartoon and immediately you think of wah, 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 wah. But it was an interesting challenge on Match Girl within the framework of just 6 minutes to tell a whole story and to have it have some emotional impact, which was a fun thing to be able to do.
As in all the other Oscar categories, the animated shorts contest will come down to a question of what will probably win versus what should win. And the computer-animated shorts Lifted, No Time for Acorns, and Maestro are also strong contenders. But this year, the pencil could prove mightier than the computer.
Charles Solomon is an animation writer living in Los Angeles.